Welcome to the NewsRamp local and regional podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Monday morning, September 22nd, 2025, and we have a lineup of local and regional headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
State Roundup. Moore gets warning from Trump on key bridge costs, day practices. Local media weigh in on Kimmel suspension. BWI contract employees protest safety concerns. The Trump administration warned Maryland Governor Wes Moore about concerns over the budget and unconstitutional DEI practices for the Francis Scott Key Bridge. BWI Marshall Airport service workers filed a complaint citing exposure to human waste and heat stress. Local media giant Sinclair says ABC's suspension of Jimmy Kimmel Live is not enough. Lawmakers demand accountability from Governor Moore amid troubling audits. Moore announces an apprenticeship plan to address teacher shortage. Maryland joins a multi-state coalition to counter Trump's vaccine policies. Governor Moore and Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin find common ground. Maryland's internet policy example is debated in Maine. Legislation to reduce Baltimore housing costs moves forward. Community questions MCPS ICE protocols. Patrick Vincenti joins Harford co-executive race. Repetter McLean Delaney focuses on protecting farmers and battling cuts to food and health care. Maryland's federal job losses climb to 15,100, the most in the nation. Maryland has seen a significant increase in federal job losses, with 15,100 positions eliminated since January, the highest in the nation. The state lost another 2,500 federal jobs in August alone, continuing a trend that began when President Donald Trump took office. The state's economy heavily relies on the federal workforce, with 269,000 Maryland residents employed by the government in 2023. Many former workers are struggling to find new jobs due to their extensive experience, facing potential pay cuts or retraining programs. The trend is expected to continue, with more job losses anticipated in the coming months, as part of efforts to reduce the federal workforce. The people betting on a Baltimore comeback. Ashley Choi Cross and John Cross are part of the resurgence in Baltimore, moving into a new $400,000 townhouse in the once crime-plagued area known as Murder Mall. The couple purchased a three-bedroom home in Reservoir Square, a neighborhood experiencing a revival after decades of decline. They were drawn to the area by Baltimore's significant decrease in violent crime, making it an attractive location for investment and growth.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Local and Regional Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.